It's 68 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR, plus 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Erica Lawrence from the Wilmington Arts Association. Erica is the coordinator of the Silver Arts Art Competition, which is a statewide thing that happens, and she's going to explain it all to us in just a moment. Now, the exhibit of art in this competition, it opens this weekend at the Artworks, which is on Willard Street between Front and Third Street. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can find out more at theartworks.co. Erica, so glad to have you. And you worked on this exhibit last year as well. So glad you're back. Tell us about the Silver Arts Competition for folks who've never heard about it.
Yes, thank you, Gina. Of course, you had mentioned that this is a Silver Arts is a statewide art competition. And it is actually the main requirement for to enter the Silver Arts is that you have to be 50 and over. The Silver Arts is part of a much bigger program. It's part of the Senior Games by the Sea, which is also athletic events that actually have already taken place in Wilmington in April and the beginning of May. And now it culminates with the Silver Arts. There are four categories in the Silver Arts. There's the visual arts, the heritage arts, the literary arts, and the performing arts. As a member of the Wilmington Art Association, who, of course, I am representing, we are sponsoring only the visual arts and the heritage arts because we have also made it into an exhibition and sale. So there's actually two events going on at the same time. There's an art competition, and then there is the exhibition and sale. The Silver Arts, as I said, is a statewide art competition, and their philosophy is that it strives to keep seniors healthy, active, and involved. The Silver Arts unites the athlete and the artist in a program that recognizes the similarities and both endeavors, of which is discipline, dedication, and of course pride in one's accomplishments. And you are, this year, with the Silver Arts, you will see an amazing array of artwork. We have over 492 entries this year, which is, of course, it's 150 more than we had last year. So it almost is a little bit overwhelming, but we are trying to do our best to handle it. The Silver Arts, like I said, we do the visual arts, and the visual arts has seven categories in it, which includes the oils, acrylics, watercolor, mixed media, etc. And then the heritage arts has about over 10 categories, which would include sculptures, pottery, jewelry, woodwork, and stained glass, etc. So each one in the Silver Arts, the big difference in the Silver Arts from other art shows is the fact that each category, each of these subcategories, like for instance oil, is judged separately. So in this way, the artists who do oil are getting judged with their peers. So, and the same with the heritage arts. Woodwork gets judged with woodwork, etc. And then, of course, we have the three-day sale that Gina has mentioned starting Friday. We're open Friday and Saturday from 10 to 4 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. So I did check the weather report, Gina, and it looked like it was going to rain, but I hope that doesn't keep all the public away.
Well, now, actually, going to an art exhibit, mm-hmm. you have a roof, right, on the artworks?
Oh, of course we do.
So why not? What a great thing to do on a rainy day.
Yes, I hope so. Certainly hope so. Yeah. Because, you know, they need the support. We put a lot of work into it, and obviously it's not necessarily about buying the art, but it is also to support the artists.
Sure.
Yes.
And you're going to have first, second, and third place awarded. And then is it the first place or the first, second, and third who go to Raleigh?
Yes. If the first, second, and third place winners of each of the categories have they are then qualified to go to the state finals if they so wish. That is will be held in Raleigh this fall. Mm-hmm. Usually, I believe it's in September. So, which is really a great opportunity for artists to do that.
Tell me about the judges that you have this year for the competition.
Yes, we have two different judges. One, of course, for visual arts, who is Kevin Dunn this year. And Kevin is a teacher at the Cameron Art Museum, and he also teaches at the Brunswick County College. And then we have Paul Hill, who is one of our great local artists. He's he's a sculptor, metal artist. Yes, as a matter of fact, one of his creations is actually hanging at Artworks, and he does a lot of that pedestrian art that you see around Wilmington. He has done some of those, so we are excited to have him as well to judge the Heritage Arts.
Folks who come in on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday to Artworks, they will be able to decide to purchase a piece of art right then. But
yes,
they may not be able to take it, I assume.
No, we are allowing them to take it.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Okay, unless it's, of course, placed and it has to go to Raleigh, perhaps. But
Will
we know then?
When does the judging happen?
Okay,
the way that works is if an artist has won something and they decide ahead of time, before the public comes to view it, they can mark it not for sale.
Mm.
Or if they want to talk to the person that had bought it or is interested in buying it, maybe let them take it to Raleigh. That is something I'm, allowing the artists to handle themselves. But they do have the opportunity to do that.
Erica Lawrence, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about the Silver Arts this weekend opening up at the Artworks on Willard Street. Sounds like a great time.
Well, Gina, thank you for your time.
It's 12:06.